This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's very difficult for me to answer what are my fears, because I really don't have any outside of a couple animals I don't want to see. I would say number one is the fear of letting my why down. My relationship to God. That is my why of everything good that comes out of my life. Number two is the fear of getting out of shape. And I always say the best way to get in shape is never to get out of shape. Number three, the fear of failure. So like a lot of times people ask me, playing in the NFL is it hard? I dedicated everything I possibly could to the game, the way I ate, you know, the way I slept. I got MAT, muscle activation therapy, massages, chiropractic care, I trained in the off season. I ate gluten and dairy free. You know, I've never drank alcohol all day in my life. I never smoked. There's nothing to go back and say, you know what, Rashad? Dang, you should have studied more for this game. Or dang, you shouldn't have got in that kind of trouble. Like, I have no regret. Number four, fear of wasting time. Number five, fear of working hard at the wrong thing. Number six, the fear of bad investments. Yeah, so I'm talking to my friends. They're like, yeah, I'm gonna buy this, I'm gonna buy that, I'm gonna buy this car. I'm like, so why did you buy a hot air balloon? I get it if you think it's therapeutic or something, or you just enjoy it, but bro, you don't even use it. You know, and I say, yeah, I'm gonna get a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. They say, what? What is that? Like, I said, listen, guys, I don't know the stock market and how it works, but I do know me, and I'm gonna invest in myself. I'm gonna give myself the best return I can. Number seven. So, like, there's a lot of people that didn't believe in me. And I had a 0.6 GPA in high school. So it's like, if they are right, then I'm wrong. Number eight, the fear of not growing in knowledge. High school, ninth grade year. We had to write a research paper about one of our heroes. I decided to write about Dr. Martin Luther King. So we had to put it in MLA formats, had all the sources. I couldn't find anybody to say exactly what I wanted to say. So I got the bright idea to just quote myself. And at the end of the paper, I put the source was Rashad Jennings Mind. I turned it in. I got a big fat F. So fast forward, I get drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars. And there was a teacher that worked in Jacksonville. She asked me to come speak to the class. And as I'm talking to the class and answering questions, I'm watching the students write down what I say in quotes. They turn in their paper, quoting Rashad Jennings, and get an A. I took every copy. I showed my high school teacher. I slapped on the desk. I said, check this out, Ms. Hudson. And she laughed. And she looked at me and she said, Rashad, I knew you was going to do something special because you saw life differently. And I told her, I said, I thank you, but think if I didn't get the chance to prove it. Number nine, the fear of not being happy. Shoot, I've been happy since probably senior year in high school when I figured it out. Going into college, that's, I ain't been sad since. And 10, the full capacity of what it means to fear God. My name is Rashad Jennings, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Rashad Jennings is an author and a retired NFL running back. You can find 10 Things That Scare Me on Instagram and Twitter at 10thingspod. You know what scares me? That someone's gonna eat the plums I've been saving in the icebox. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
The first offseason, I picked up the guitar and I learned how to play. The next offseason, I learned magic tricks and card tricks. I picked up archery, Olympic style fencing. Taught myself how to write with my opposite hand.